rough and tumble. Rough and tumble. That pulls. You punch as I have to pull. Okay, I both punch. So both sides. Lamed is Gimel Amud Aleph. Well, it's true we read the Gemara, that is true, but we didn't get it, we just read it quickly. We didn't go to get a chance to see some of the intricacies. And today, the topic is Eidus, once again. We'll begin Gemara on that Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. It talks about a case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. To find upon the case, Adam Zalman, we're assuming now get Malman and not Malkus. And the question becomes, so what do you do? With the Ihoya and Bina Kosta Rosha, and the more Makas Afeis is the first Adam Zalman. Mar says, no problem. Eshel of Kiyuma Beben Grusha Ben Chalutza, where there's no money changing hands, nothing to do with money. So then there'll be Makas for the Ihoya and Bina Kosta Rosha. So, which is suggesting a different answer. You have a cloud bottle. That's a Mishnah Makas. That you don't punish an Eid Zalman unless actually you govern Adin Alpia. But only after I testified and there was a Gemara Din, what is it, how do you define Gemara Din? There's an officially Tatsik, X is Chayah. If there's an officially Tatsik, but X is Chayah, then the two Eidim are then responsible. However, if they're interrupted before there's ever a Gemara Din, let's say they catch him before they had a time to a Gemara Din, then there's no Gemara Din, they don't get Kasha Zama. Wait a second. Would there be Loka for their false testimony? I give false testimony. And before I have a chance to succeed in duping the entire judicial system, I get caught. Happens. Do I get Malchus or not? I said false testimony. So if I would get Malchus, then why is the Gemara have this far-fetched case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, 1% of the cases of Eidus? Every single case! Oh, but my Askina, they caught him red-handed before the Gemara did. So in that kind of a case, you would get Malchus. You would be no Kasha Zama. Obviously no Kasha Zama there, because they didn't know even the Zama Machi Gama, they're not PM. It's the Farish and Mishnah. Oh, the guess is the pastus, the answer you see from there is that there's no malchus in that case either. And that's the lashmos of the Rambam. In Hilchos 8, Perikop, Halacha Al. Rambam says, Ain it chop al. Chop slash al. Very chop al. Ain Adam Zalamim, their rogim, below lokim, below mishalim, ashu shneim ruim leidus, vizomu shneim, achar shenigmar adin. Otherwise, before gmar adin, ain then noshim. Now you could be dochek and say, ain then noshim al kasher zama. But you get some other kind of malchus or whatever it may be, low time. But in any event, the Parshim Shad is that there's no malchus. This is pointed out by the title, not the one I just distributed. There's not enough to look in. But rather in the cipher in Max. Alright, he makes the aura. Shot.
done.
Yep. So the Rambam's that way, he was derived from Rashi. Et cetera. He makes his duke in Perik in Siman Aleph Sifkot and Dalet. Bain, Shiv, Pasuk, Rambam Zal, raised Perik Chot, Milchus, Eretz. Oh. That he discusses. Why not? Why not? No, that's not true, Noam. It was false as soon as he said it. It was false. True, but it was false. He violated the Isha Losana. He bore false witness. So he started with the following shot, which is a preview of what we're going to see later in Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Shurim. This is as follows. He said like this. I'll read you a bit of a quotation. You know, all the Kodang Marzin Potter Mimalkus, this is the Osamek already says it. In Perek Yitzches, in Hilchos Eitz. Look what he says. For all the Kodang Marzin Potter Mimalkus, whom is in the Mitam Acher. The damn it's a lot lo sana that smusa ula ain't bo maise. Ain't bo maise. Rak min the chazin and shamer Torah b'kroz yitzdik u de'ele b'engu shalok and abroim. Then you learn the rabbi from Osane, that's as far as Osane, alma the chazin and the rabbi kumona akshere the heidus heidum kamaise. Ugzei was sad kostum zeh after the farsho. The koi ha'achag madin. The yod ha'kopponim b'yedus on is avid naise. The ha'ayma shenase chalos k'mardin ha'chavero. I will call him Martin, I will forget a last name of Meiser. Who Mishum Hachi and a Loka Gamma for our very Shalosana, Shalosis in Losana, choose the call him Martin. Then Loka and a last name of Meiser. What a beautiful shot.
And
because, against who? What Kumar?
Why Kumar?
Why?
It's not a last name of Meiser. Still a last name of Meiser. Even after the Martin. That's the whole.
They didn't do a maaser. They only used their mouth. But through their mouth, if you use the expression of the Gemara, b'divurim ish aved maaser. By their words, an action was done. What action? The Gemara didn't.
Okay, so then still the question then. If that's the shot, then still lav shein bo maaser. Okay, maaser was done, but still lav shein bo maaser.
So treated as a lav shein. Well. Alright, put it this way. It's a lot, it's sort of in between. We've seen the Rambam, the Rambam is talking about Eiv Zolim, Eiv Trich and Masrol, if you should Eiv Meisr. Eiv Meisr, what? Is it Yes or is it Eiv? So that's the answer. It's the Divurim is Avid Meisr. We'll see later in the Tovah Tzirim how we explain. There's a preview right here, the Stifler explaining over here why the Bizuli would be no Malchus before Marzin, and that's why I had to come up with the funny case of Begush and Begulut. Fine. Now, Tovah. Yeah. Who said it?
No
Malkus. A lot of places are up with no Malkus. Top Tosfos on Daf. Lama's giving them it out. This should be. I'm sorry. After, but then what's going to happen? Kasha Zalman will set in.
No.
What's going to happen then? You'll get. Good question. Quantum in May, you would. But May says, you just learned it. But May says, come on. May none of his clone is Shechir the Chavir of Sayyid Zuz, Zitzel Zalman, Lof and Mishalim. Shalom Hashem, may be on the Malchus, may be on the Tashlumim. You get Malchus, presumably from Losane, right? And Tashlumim for Kasha Zalman. That's a May. Chalim say no. Call him a shalim. Ain't a loke. But he doesn't, presumably. Why not? Why? Name. Once the night, once the Gemara didn't take place, it's labeled as a last, in effect, the equivalent of Yesh for Maisa. Because although he didn't do a Maisa, but through his word, the Maisa was done. The Dibura is Avid Maisa. Half of you should have learned this already in Makkas. I mean, years ago. Hello, answer the Kima of Bengusha Mechutz, and in Tom of Amai Loka, I eat a Bengusha, or I have a Eda Shiena, the Yopal Azima, it's famous, famous. I mean, if you ever learn Makkas, the first Tosis that starts with this Kasha, famous Kasha. You may recall I get two Terutz of this. If you don't recall, I refreshed your memory by asking you to look there. So here they only have one Terutz. The Eshloma. The Lochosh of Eda Shiena, the Yopal Azima, Ela, the Meidna, the Trefa. That's the case of Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Yesh of the Kiyuma B'Shum Dover, Lo B'Misa V'Lo B'Malchus. Why not? The Gavrik Tila Bo L'Mikla, that's a very important expression. Gavrik Tila, the person who's considered dead. I don't know, he's really walking around, but he's Alpi Alok, he's doomed, so he's the status of Gavrik Tila. Abel Hoppa Niskaimo Ha'Zama B'Malchus. That's the first Teretz in Makkas Abbas. Famous first Teretz. Okay? Tosis lesson there is. Yishloma came in the Lokin Havi Kasha Zaman Ravi Shapra Tayokala Hazima. It's not similar to a case of what? Of trape. Tosis in Makkas doesn't discuss trape. Here they make the contrast of trape. Fine. So good, so far so good. Tosis in Makkas is a famous second terrace. Famous terrace. Oh, Yesh Loma. You got the Eidus, the Begusha, the Chalutza, Lochashin and Klaal, about the Yochal Azima. The Mehech and Askelon, the Vian Eidus, the Yochal Azima, and the Kasha Zama. But Mukach, the Gemara, the Kasha Zama, Lo Nichta, the Gabe Eidus, the Begusha, the Chalutza. Lo Koi Klaal, the Begusha, the Chalutza. I will call some. What's also? We'll give you another case. The case of Nara Hamurasa. What's Nara Hamurasa? The Gemara says, I say about all this use Mizana, we should say like this, you can't kill me if you catch me at perjuring myself. You know why? I'll say, I didn't want to kill her. So what do you come to court for? What do you come to? What do you show up for? Oh, I'm a very firm Jew, and I know this woman who is Mizana is prohibited to her husband. They came to prohibit it to us from the Osra Baal Abonim. So the Gemara Sanhedrin of Nem Aleph discusses this issue. And if it's also Baal Abonim, the Eidus, Shiyat HaYochal HaZimah. Right? It's Eidus Shiyat HaYochal HaZimah. Why? Why? Because why? You can't kill me. Oh, wait a second. You can't make me us to my husband either. This is before the gay 90s. But you can't make me us to my husband. So what do you do with your guests? What do you do when you have a man and the equivalent is to make him us to his husband? What do you do? What do you do when you can't make him into a Vagusha Machlusa? What do you do? Malchus. Fresh places are kasha, so you're going to give the guy Malchus presumably. Let that Malchus be a fulfillment of what? Kasha Zaman. That's the kasha against the first parent. If Malchus works the kasha Zaman, let this Malchus over here be Kasha Zaman also. So he answered the following terrors. What's the terrors? Since they wanted to kill her, came into Bohem the Chayva Misa. So then, with respect in comparison to Misa, Malchus is not enough. Lo Mekayim Kasha Zaman of Malchus, Lo Behedrik Siv Nefesh Ben Nefesh, Yabe Hazama the Eidus Nefoshes. Lo Choshev Yochal Azim of Malchus. Avalokas lo kimin elalas shavuya ben gusha ben chulutzo, the lekakim la abdi alma, Tehman Shalom, who calls him Shabreda Shatriyachalazi, but parallel. I make a use of Ben Grusa, will come back to me as Malchus. They're in the same league. If I want to kill you, and I'll get back Malchus, oh no, mister. That's not Yachalazi, huh? That's not the same league at all. That's Tosis. How Tosis patches up their first terrace. Repeat. The first terrace, which is found over here as well, is that Malchus counts for Kasha Zaman. In Sanhedrin of Malachi Naam Rasa does not. But the answer they give is no, it will not count for Malchus. Excuse me. Malchus will not count for Kasha Zaman when the stakes are so high, when you want to kill somebody. But if you want to make someone to Ben Grusha, then Malchus will count. That's terrace number one in Malchus with the emendation to test and clarify Sanhedrin and Malach. One second. Terrace number two, which is what? That in the case of Ben Grusha, what's the halacha? No, you don't even need Kasha Zaman. Because then do with Kasha Zaman. It's not shy of Kasha Zaman. But that's the answer right away. The question was, do you need Yachal Azimah? And you do not need Yachal Azimah. But this is another Marla. This parrot, second parrot. What does it do? It takes all to the same parrot, takes care of what? Of the concept of where? Of the Sanhedrin. So they say over this toast is it. I've also got me now, I'm a Rosa. Bad, I can't share some of them, Corey, now I'm your land. Why? Team his group of Mixolino. The Shahus, what they want to, don't be Mazana. Because if you could be Mazana, they're going to kill you without testimony. And then they turn out to be perjurers. What would happen to them? They would then, in fact, be killed. The cops be not the Yochel Azim on the Morrison Edom analysis. It's no good. So there are two fundamentally short of the Tosfos. The one I have over here, in Super Slam and Gimel, and that's how the first Tosfos in Makassar days. And then, the Borah gets the $64,000 question. Is Tosfos in Makassar days and out Tosfos number one? Identical with Tosfos and Ksuba Slam and Gimel number one. At first glance, the answer is yes. Now let's look a second time. Are they in fact identical? Here or there? There. No, over there they don't mention anything about trace. The terrace is too large. Came in Shalokin, Havi Kasha Zama, Ravi Shapra the Yochel Azima. As short as it is here, it's even shorter there. That's it? That's the end? Now, problem. What will Teretz 2 in Makkos do without Gemara? What's Teretz 2? Ben Grusha does not require Yochel Azima. Why? Because none do with Kasha Zonah. I will hold on slowly. Our Gemara implies that if what? Adam Zoman will be what? B'nei Hasroninu. They're not. Most of later, they're not B'nei Hasroninu, right? But had they been B'nei Hasroninu, what would have happened then? Instead of saying, Mishalim and Alok, what would you have said? Alok and Adam Mishalim. That's the implication, right? So they're not B'nei Hasroninu. Therefore, what happens to them? To Mishalim and Alok. If they be B'nei Hasroninu, would be Alok and Adam Mishalim. Rekha Bikivager. How can that be? What would be a case of? The average age is old. Would be a case of what? A this year to Yahul Azima. Not Begrusha. Stop. You get the impression now, come on. The Luya Tuyer. Luya, if you have that expression. Then Luya Tuyer. It would be that Adam Zom would be B'nai Astro. Then what? Come on, on both sides. Then what? If he B'nai Astro, then what? Then what? No, would be Lokev, ain't on the Shalem. The question is, how could that be? How could it possibly have been, you even imagine Lokev in the Shalem? It's a question of Eidish Yitra Yachal Azimah. Because we don't, huh? The average case. I think I have $200. So I've been a Ben Astra, I get Klep. Not the Tetz. I will get Malchus. Right? So why? How could I possibly get Malchus? You have the Yochel Azima. The says, why? Let's say I want to mechayev you. Let's take a Misa case. So I'll be careful against the Yachalavimah. Let me read you the Lashkar that you make. You have an interesting way of phrasing these guys. Repeat the question. The question is as follows. It's only a question from an implication. The implication of our Gemara, if it would be B'nai Askra, then all of it be Loka Vena Mishalim. It's like this. Why? Because you would give the guy Malchus, you wouldn't give the guy Mammon. That's the question. You wouldn't give the guy Mammon, it would be your Eretz Yachol Azimo. Then the Eretz should be known in the first place. Eich Miskayin Klal Eretz Mammon. That's lush and beautiful. We should say that Eretz Mammon should all be thrown into the garbage can. Because every single witness who says that you owe me $200, he can't get punished $200. Why not? Loke ben Mishal. Utei Rutz, and of course, there it's over here in Micha. The Meonish Malchus Miku Yachal Azima. That's good. Right? But according to the second Teret, what's the second Teret? Yidach Tei Rutz, Dalmad, the low koi, Kasher Zaman, Lo bein and Yachal Azima. But the question, would that be a good Teret for that? Here it's koi, Kasher Zaman, no? Sure, if there would be some, for some reason, you know, Malchus, whatever technical reason, you would get. Have Hazam over here. Look at Kasher Zaman. Look at Haman. That's the problem. I'm not sure if there was Gideon means to answer or not. Okay. Rabbi Eltai. Listen very carefully. Big question. What would happen? Tommy, you're really jumping way ahead of the game. Ooh, ooh. See, yesterday was in a ditch, now it's up on a mountain. See that? Wow. Look at that. We'll host again slowly. When Tulsa is here, you get an interesting impression. Two interesting impressions. One, if there'd be a guy named Traeger, Mr. T. He's a Traeger. Yeah, you can see, Mr. T. Trade for Nebuch, Nebuch has, they can't live for more than 12 months. That's something for the trade. I said that Mr. T killed Chaim. Okay? I said Mr. T killed Chaim. He's gonna get killed. Huh? What's it more called that in Sanhedrin? Hey, this is what? Yes, they are. Yeah, because why? Why?
So therefore, if I get caught lying, I will not get killed. Why? Because I wasn't guilty of a capital offense. I wanted to kill Mr. T. Mr. T is a traitor, never. It's considered halakhically not quite dead, but it's not a capital offense if you kill him. I took a gun to kill them, wouldn't be tired. But if they ate it again, then they're not going to be tired. Okay? The Tulsa says that two chidushim in Tulsa. One is, I don't ever get Malchus. Yeah, I want to take a guy who's living and breathing. I want to put him in jail. I want to have him killed by Bezdin for his full trumped-up charge. Not only do I want to get killed, I don't want to get Malchus. Number two, the impression conveyed is, If I would get Malchus, what would we call it? Eidus Shavat? Ata Yoko Lahazima. Kol Kashizama. The Tosis is the reason why it's not is because you get nothing. So the two impressions are conveyed in the Tosis. Yeah. Interesting. Now. One second.
would have disagreed on the second assumption and said that in fact, even if I would have gotten Malchus for testifying against the Trefa falsely, it wouldn't have helped anyway. Why? What do I want to do? I want to kill Mr. T. And what would happen to me if I'd be caught perjuring myself? What would happen to me? What? I'd get Malchus. So one could have said that wouldn't suffice. What I just said now is said by the closest son in Malchus Abed. Even if you get Malchus to kill it for testifying against the Trefa, and you suggest that maybe you really would, after you want to have somebody killed, even though it's a Trefa, but still, I mean, there's no right to kill him. Like Ben Gusha Bechu, is that kind of wrong? Whenever you say false testimony, you cannot fulfill the Kashas Amam in the fullest sense. Ben Gusha, Ben Chlutza, Nestor Abayla, you know, kind of fake cases over there. Can't happen to me. Right? See here too. I'm not a traitor. What will happen, just in case. If a traitor, I know that. There are more cases. If a traitor testifies against a traitor, I mean, it's this real fight over there. Traitor against a traitor. It could be the traitor's testimony is disregarded because it's self-yachalazim, maybe. But let's say it'll be accepted. Then you should say, he wanted to kill a traitor. Then you can kill him. Even Stephen. I'm getting too far to mock at Lobo Lazara, the whole discussion with the timers and stuff, whatever. Not for now. Let's just stick to the base, which we're back again over here. So the Torah of Shan says, even if I would have been if I would have gotten Malchus for the test, which I think he suggests you really should, is that you can't kill me because I'm not a traitor. Right? You can't take me into the Ulster Abala. I'm a husband, I'm not a wife. Right? So you can't get me back to Ulster Abala. So you give me Malchus. You can't get me back to Ulster Abala for whatever reason. So you give me Malchus. And Golos and what other two other cases there. Well, I forgot already. I forgot a whole series of that Malchus update. Here too, you can't kill me because I'm not a traitor. So give me Malchus. The Torah Shan suggests you really do get Malchus. But that wouldn't suffice for Kashas Amam. I try to kill Mr. T. And now just give me Malchus. Doesn't suffice. And we see that we saw the Torah Shan days in Malchus that wouldn't suffice. By Nara Marosa. You give him Malchus, it wouldn't help. Why wouldn't it help? They wanted to kill somebody. Give them only Malchus, it wouldn't help. Slowly. As a matter of fact, there are some who want to learn Pshat in our Tosis that way. It doesn't sound right. Some of them are Tosis. Our Tosis means that. I don't think it's true. Lochosha neida shepeyof en peyof alafim ela b'meidna la treka. Yesha b'kiyumi b'shum dovel ala vitov lava malchus. The gav is tele bo la mikta. Abel hochot is kaima hazom lava malchus. Doesn't sound like rak I said Pshat. So what? That means you don't get malchus. Because you don't get Malchus, that's why it's what? No Azama. Right? But there's no Malchus. Had there been Malchus, Zumi would have been good. So the chances are you didn't give him Malchus. And it's no good anyway because they wanted to kill somebody. Hold on a second. Wait a second. This is so. You said a chiddush nifl. I don't think really you just said. This is so. The total we call the Tosaf Shan. Tosaf so says it to answer the kasha from Sanhedrin. That's my knowledge. They answer kasha. The also balabonu. Are you giving him Malchus? What do they answer? The Malchus is insufficient. It's insufficient. What? Come on. It's insufficient to be considered proper and fulfilled of Kasha Zaman when you're trying to kill somebody. Right? You're trying to kill somebody. Right? Now, Tosis here, the Pashas is going against the Tosis Shas. Right? Tosa says if it's still stuck, Tosa challenges his kasha. But Tosa's kasha that vase. What are you doing to the Nagamal? Presumably what they're going to have to answer, that's a Tosa shot. So the question is raised, if Tosa is here, and Silvis, let me answer it. There are two different questions. There are two questions that are answered in succession. The first kasha was washed by Ben Gurusha. That's the catch. So what do they answer? So it's over here.
That's question one. What's the answer? Malchus is equal.
That's the one.
Because this is the answer too. Then Mark has to answer another question, an additional question. What do they ask? The Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph.
What does the Gemara say? Come on. What does the Gemara say? That the Kedla also a Balabonu, right? So what do you see?
The Malchus is not Kassus.
Not, because you see that the Malchus doesn't work by the Narama Rasa.
Answer. What do they give? That Malchus is not equal to Kashi, is not equal to Kashi Zaman. It's a Rasa Lahamid. Correct?
Now presume this place is a Malchus. Presume the Exubus is not saying the same thing as a Malchus. How do they answer the question? So if in Ksubas they're going to have to say the same thing as they said in Makis, right? Namely what? A Malkis is not a sufficient Kasha Zaman, but they wanted to kill. So why don't they just say the same thing over here by Trefa? Trefa wanted to kill. So Trefa wanted to kill. Just say, don't say that there's no Malkis. They concede that even if there is Malkis, which one might argue this should be, the guy, the bum, wants to kill Mr. T, an innocent victim. So they either won't suffice. What's the answer? He said two words before. Oh. Well, the key two words. Not even Makagan.
One second.
Tos and Marcus adds two words. You don't know what he added. Tos and Marcus, like this. Look. Tos and Marcus says, Bishlama the Hossam Kavanship, but boy and the Chaiva Misa, Vizam, Largas, and Nefesh, Lomakayim, Kashazam, and Bamalkas. Why? So the Hedic Siv Nefesh, Benefesh, Kabi Hazam. Say this before. What are they? They're waxing poetic. They're becoming Tanakh. They're going to Bible class. What's wrong with them? The Mefarshim explained, no, you're the holder. Tosfos is saying it over here in contrast to the case of Trefa. Trefa's not a nephew. Trefa is not a fool. Bar Chiyuva is the guy of a Ksila. So, Tosfos in Makkah says that the Malkus is not the equivalent of Kasha Zaman, Shiratul Lahamid, means only Shiratul Lahamid fool. He follows the background back to a better word. Not a trade. But Tosfos might hold that Malchus would be equal to Kasha Zaman if what? Even Gam Lahamid. Therefore, Nairud. Nairud. Hear what he said?
What's the deer from
him? He's on a mountain.
What's the deer from the
post? The went out of his way to quote a pasuk from Avish Menevich. What did he quote a pasuk for? What did he quote a pasuk for? We know it took him. No! If it had been a trefa, then Malchus would be considered Kasha Zaman. That's the impression you get from Aristotle and Subhas Lamed Gimel. I have posted to be forced to say that Tosin Nakas. Sure, they'll say that Tosin Nakas. By a Slema. But not by a Trefa. Very weak. Yeah. Don't ruin it. That's the Gemara's asking a question. How can you kill her? Because the Eidos against her in the capital offense is Eidos Shawat, he actually offered a Hazima. So the Gemara answers that if they say they came, they warned her that don't do this act of Nusra, else we're going to come and we're going to have you killed in Bezdin. They can't then hide behind this supposed innocence and say, Lo Shal Bala Bonu. So they warn that they're going to have her killed, and then they get caught as perjurers. What happens to them? They get killed. So then what happens to her if they don't get caught as perjurers? She gets killed. Does that work out? Yes. Not much healthy. Simple as all that. Why? You want to give me Malchus. You want to have Malchus measure up against my crime. My crime is not the crime. I can shoot somebody who's healthy, and I can shoot someone who's a traitor. Both are very reprehensible. If I shoot someone who's healthy, I get killed. If I shoot someone who's a traitor, then I don't get killed. So we see, Clark, that there's a difference in levels. So therefore, Malchus can be the equivalent for all purposes of the case that someone is killing somebody by his testimony, by his God.
Right?
And that's
how
it was
a label.
And then we're extending the opposite trick. Okay? That's what we're discussing. Our
toast
says,
well,
because
no, kill it.
No. Kill with a gun, you don't get anything. But that's nothing.
But there's another part of the Kasha Zama.
I hate the tremendous Maplokas of Polskin. The tremendous Maplokas of Polskin is killing. Is killing a trade for an Ishmael Derisa. There's some who maintain, if I'm not mistaken, it's not even an Ishmael Derisa. They say it will be Ishmael Derisa for another reason. Namely, what is that? There was any home runs here today. Exactly so. Lo Sama Lo Damriyefa. Lo Sama Lo Damriyefa. Not that they can't stand by if he's drowning. Kavakomer, you have to do everything you possibly can to save him, and certainly you can't kill him. You're right. You know what you and Mechavim do? Mechavim do an Olam Gadol. The Mechavim of Zalman and Chendi Goldberg. That's no reason. Zalman's son-in-law, the Zalman of Yerushalayim. But he takes it a step further, he says. And I'm involved in the case, a very difficult case. If that chesed is correct, at least if your chesed is right, and the only thing wrong with what? Killing a traitor is Lo Sama Lo Damriyefa, which means don't stand oddly by while your friend is never drowning and being killed. So the Dama Chesed was a kiddush. The kiddush is unbelievable kiddush when I think. Incredible. That's only referring to a kind of a person. I'm giving you quotations of his words. It was a very big kiddush that would want to live. But a person that is, quote, the quote, Tov no so mechaya, end quote, he's better off dying than living, how you determine that remains the remainder question. Then, Rav Zalman Lechemi says, it is a treifa to boot. So maybe there's no issue to kill him. The whole issue
If the whole issue of is lo tamen al damer yecha, and it doesn't apply in this kind of a case, so no. Sounds applicable for the block. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. Or maybe you could even take out his heart. That's not the first one. But I think I'm putting two things together. One thing is I'm making an assumption. This goes back to the last week. That someone who is has a halakhic status of life, alive, even though he's medically what we call today brain dead. This is brain dead person is alive. It's toxic. I'm not going to go into that again. Why? Take too long. But the Zalman Nechemya writes that it's probably going to be, all these kids are going to be Treifa. And in this base, I'll tell you how it happened. Someone told me, that I wasn't there, that the Zalman Nechemya was masking for the Pesach of the Rabbanut, that if someone is brain dead, you could do a heart transplant, take his heart for heart transplant. So I said to him, I don't think it's me that the Zalman Nechemya will be dead. He's alive. Zam Nechem is probably Shikas. It's probably, I figured I made a Lishikas. I hope it's true. A Lishikas. I'm sure Zam Nechem, you wrote this whole mystical Torah that it only needs to look exactly so. Right. Yeah, the Kiddush. What's the Kiddush? And if you think it's a Kiddush which is limited to the case of Brandon, you're absolutely wrong. Deal with cases like this all the time. Somebody's new surim, you know, etc. Can you pull the plug? See that before. Can you pull the plug? But some say pulling the plug is only passive. But most folks, I think, say pulling the plug is considered active.
have that option. Then someone said put on a Shabbos clock. And it goes off. So from the very beginning, it's only just destined to go on for 10 hours. But if the guy is that kind of a situation where there's no, there's really not much point in saving him. He's staying at over no sound, excuse me. Because this guy is he quotes from Shlomo Kluger. Of Shlomo Kluger says if a person wants to commit suicide, should let him. No mitzvah to try to save. Why? Wait a minute. Where do you get it from? Because the Gemara says in the Bava Metzia, I think, that if a person, how do you have to save someone's life? Well, who says the mitzvah to save someone's life? Vashevo solo. So Hashavas gufo. Vashevo. Doesn't say Vashevo. So Vashevo solo. The concept of the concept of the person. The Aveda. Mordashin, Hashevo solo, he should stay, return his own life to him. Save him from the doctor fulfills that mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what if in that context, if I have an opportunity to do the, take care of myself, let's say I have a famous other path of emo. Emo actually says, if I'm healthy, you can help me out. I sit back. My Kamor is a prequel to you. And I sit back, relax, and the whole world is working in a frenzy to save my situation. You're not Mokli. I'm Mokli. He doesn't want it. I'm Mokli. Hashem is Aveda. The guy says Aveda Midas. He takes his wallet and throws it in the street. You're not Mokli. Go pick it up and bring it back to me. When Mokluga, the guy takes his nephew. second. A second, I have it in my house. I think. I think in Maria. I think. Three, 4 years ago. I think. You also been having a piece. I'm just talking the same piece now, I can't remember. There's a thing called Amek Halacha that came out. That kind of comes with YU. Yeah. Has a YU insignia on it. A man and a children nursing on it. I know that that's another story I told about. So that's what's printed. I'm not just the same line, I can't remember anymore. Yeah.
I can say
something that he's half right and half wrong. He's half right, the Easter killing a traitor is no Easter teeth at all. Not the right, so not the abundant zippo, zero. Only a violation of the Tamil Nadu Yasko, but that it is.
Assuming that.
See, most of those who argue on the Tamil Nadu argue on the first one, not the second one. That's an Easter teeth. Easter teeth without capital punishment. Like you have by abortion, what? Those who hold abortion will see. It's an Easter Ratika without that's what the most in argument. If it's not a Ratika, it's only Osama. Can you open Osama to save somebody else? It's a good question. Not one of them is giving away. It's not the dry, you could say. Dry?
I stand there
and watch someone die. That's what desire is. Yeah. Rabbi, let's get back to Masechta Ksubos. Is that what we're learning here? Okay. Wait a second. So now, yes, sure.
He said,
that's exactly the point. But the guy's not getting Malchus. Had he gotten Malchus, so what happened? We would say what? That it would be considered Yochel Azimo. That's exactly the point. Right. Tos is a Kiddush. What would he get Malchus for? There are those who quit on Tos, and he does get Malchus. Why? He wanted to kill the Trefa. Why did he bother mentioning it? Extra words? Want to flip the page?
No,
want to make sure it fits with the word processor? Add a few extra words and help?
No, just say that it wouldn't
have. Wouldn't have. Alright. That's what some want to say. He's like a token shot. But that's not the Pasha Tatum. Not the Pasha Tatum. Not the Pasha Tatum. Rabosa. Because you don't get it, because the Dom the Chem is right. They bet in against Mr. T. It's not an issue of killing Mr. T at all. Not the issue of receiving with no kill. Mr. Bet. Gosh. Okay. Rabosa side. Times of a Hunan. Call the Shira. The following Shira. Why do you need Yachal Azim? Is it Xeris HaKosuf? Xeris HaKosuf? No wise. Why do you need Eda Sha'ata Yachal Azim? What do you need it for? Is it Xeris HaKosuf? Don't ask me why. Or is there a reason for it? What is it called? Deterrent. Compulsion. Deterrent. Not deterrent. Deterrent. It's a deterrent. The guy's not going to give aid a second. He knows. Ho ho. They're going to come along. He's going to have azama. And no. Not going to be good. Not going to be good. Rabbi Chanan says here in Sifkotim and Kuf Yud Beis here in Ksubis, he thinks the Machlokas Tanoim. Baba Kama the Fayin Hei. Sumchot holds the Shash Meshach. What Sumchot? Who's Sumchot? What's going on in Makas Ayin Hei? What's the case in Makas Ayin Hei? I admit it. You, Baba Kama, what did I say? Baba Kama. You testify against me. And I admit it. You're right. I did intervail. It was good. I couldn't resist. I admit it. What happens then? One second. So it says, let's say I have a famous other paths of emo. Emo, I should say, if I'm helping, you can help me out. I sit back. My Kamar is a prequel to you, and I sit back, relax, and the whole world is working with a frenzy to save my situation. And I'm a plea. I'm a plea. He doesn't want. I'm a plea. Hashem is Aveda. The guy says Aveda Midah. He takes his wallet and throws it to the street. You never clear, so go pick it up and bring it back to me. When the Kluger, the guy takes his nefesh and he's throwing it onto the front of the train track. The train is speeding along. He says, I have no mission to go pull him away. I believe in our stomach, Kluger says. I'm clear. Of course it's not true. It's not true. Of course it's not true. That's crazy. You can't say that. Why not? But he has a Gavala Gatina. Gavala Gatina. Oh! So one kind is Kolosama Damayacha. That's a separate law. Losa said. Baba Kula said that. Because he's wrong. He's wrong. I is Kabakoma, it's no Kabakoma. You're not a Bala on yourself, they say. You can wear a Bala on your wallet, a Bala on your body. There's a whole literature about it. Moshe says that in Shuva, because Moshe, whole literature. Oh. But who went too far? Why do you go too far? Because you're not a battle on yourself. You have no right to say that you want to die. You can't. You're a Moshe as a sugar. What you're saying, case you can't say you want to die. So global. Here and in Markham for first parents. You get pitch. That's considered a fulfillment of Yochel Azimah. Not true. It's a lie. But that Malchus comes from what? Hope. No. Losana, the Tiku, Losana, the whole discussion in Makas on Bays. Begusha Mechlutza. Why do you get Makas? I'm not going to cast myself. I didn't want to make you get Makas. Why do you make it Begusha Mechlutza? I get it Makas because it's Tiku, Losana, the whole story. So it's not a fulfillment of Kasha Zaman in the literal sense. If, I should tell him, which is Eddie Shadow, but it's what we call a deterrent. What's a deterrent? I get Makas. I'm not from here, it comes from here, it comes from there. But if it's there, it's a custom. That's what a deterrent. If there's a kosuf, then the question is a very good question. Very good question. You're not really fulfilling Kashas Amar Rabbi. You're giving me Magas Al Tostan here. So you're missing
that's
the... How did Tos say over here in Subas Lamed Gimel that you have Kashas Amar? You do not. You're a liar. You don't have Kashas Amar. You have Malchus Arayim. For the Losana, but you don't have the Deres Akasa. That's what the fun is cash in Oats, who you'd bake. Good cash? Oh, so they have to say the floor of the what? That it's all one parasha, come on. That Malchus and it's Diku. Don't forget, not Losana straight. Losana, it's here for Diku. And if Diku, if you recall, if you're looking at the Chumash, it's found in very close proximity to what person? Kasha Zama. If Diku was a Tzadik, Vishu was a Rosh, right? Kasha Zama, whole story. So it's, it's not right there, but it's all considered one in you. Yes. Okay, good Terry. As long as he's punished, it's good enough. Good enough. Take a look. What's that? Yeah, sorry. Would it? Is that good enough deterrent? I want to kill someone. I'll take a chance if they catch me, I'll get an offer. That's the question. Is that a good enough deterrent or not? The Tosfos says no, right? Take a look over here in the state in the Mayim Chayim. It's the after the Mar, after the Rosh. So gross, but in fact, that's what he was saying. Tov Mo Tomei Chayim for me. It's like go back to New York. That's not what we're talking about. Chatzim is still, Chatzim is still, and that's a terrible thing. And I wind up, you think if it's crazy, you're wrong. Jesus says we have to, these things happen every day. Not so gruff, you have to go back to New York for business. But they're capable of it. People are just simply tired of taking care of everybody. Don't be so incredulous. How can it be? They're just simply, how should I say it? They're simply ready to crack up. Weeks and months. Oh, months of dinner with patients so, so sick. Most human beings just can't take it anymore. So they may reach the conclusion that let them go already. Why? Deep down, but they won't let us believe the verbal argument. But deep down, that's not good. If you can recover, that's the best situation. Really can't recover. That's not what it's good for the patient to go already. Good for the relatives to go already. That's a rogue's pride. I'm not talking the world of theory now. I'm talking from the world of real life, practice. To sit down and make these decisions. And it's not easy. This is Kumar Zanuk, and he's right. If he's wrong, then you always have to make them live longer. Just about everything. But on Moshe, if not, then you have to remember that. That's what he's doing. But Moshe comes out metaphysical, you sir. It wasn't just a pain according to the doctor. It comes very good. We got to move too far afield. However, let's just talk about a guy who talks about a trait. That's up.
From
Moshe, Moshe talks about Yisur. He doesn't even go into the sugya of trait. He says, nah. He doesn't want to have any Yisur. I guess it's being if it weren't a trait. But Moshe's not Moshe to take extra medicine and do other things. That's a Christian trivia. It is printed in a second, I have it now. I think in Maria. I think. I think. He also has a piece. I'm just trying to think of the same piece, and I can't remember. thing called Emek Halacha came out. That was kind of comes with YU. Yeah. That's a YU insignia on it. A man and a silver nursing home. I know that that's another story I'll tell you about. So that's where it's printed. I'm not just the same way. I can't remember anymore. So why Ron made up his own shot? What's this? What's wrong with it? That's really fancy. Could be, but that's not the Pashup shot. So Rabbi Chon has a Gevaldige Pshat over here, which is really classic. Here, now that is where it's found. We mentioned this a few times before in passing, but here's the main thrust. Rabbi Chon is like this. Simon Kuf Zayin. He said like this. It all starts from the Yisod. Yisod is the nature of Kasher Zanon is that the punishment which I wanted to impose upon you boomerangs back to me, but he calls Memela. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. I want to stick it to you, it gets stuck back to me. That's the Yisod. For this reason, Rabbi Chon, we understand very well why ain't her aid in these zones? Achi Gomera Din Abiyam. Why? Because when I'm having my din, so the opponent is stuck onto you. When it's stuck onto you, it flies back to me. Before the my din, it wasn't on you, it can't come back to me. It makes perfect sense. Commission of Nakasa Pay. And that explains one day which maintains. Amazing. We discussed it already before in our Tosis on the Flamin Basin and Aleph. What fair? Wait a second. So now, good, yeah, sure. That's exactly the point. But the guy's not getting Malchus. Had he gotten Malchus, so what happened? We would say what? That it would be considered Yochel Azimo. That's exactly the point. Right. Tosis is the Chiddush. What would he get Malchus for? There are those who quit on Tosis. He does get Malchus. Why? He wanted to kill the Trefer. And killing the Trefer is a terrible thing. It's not a capital offense, but at least it's a bum. You get Malchus. Presumably they hold us an Isser. You know, maybe this is the Machlokes, from Zalman the Chem and the others. I never thought of it. Write him a letter. Maybe the Machlokes of Zalman the Chem and the others depends upon this Shaila. Does a person who wants to kill a Trefer, Mr. T, will he get Malchus or not? So the Ramban says there's no Malchus. Tosa says there's no Malchus. Why? Because he's Gavrik Taylor. Others want to say, why shouldn't there be Malchus? He's killing Mr. T. So even though it's not a capital offense, but still he's a bum. So the answer is he's not a bum. He's not a bum, I'll try. You don't get Malchus for that. It's basically the Egba Maisa intrinsically. Yeah, because he tried to kill a traitor. Right. And we say kill a traitor is an innocuous act from the perspective of a tzitzit. Of the moment. Okay, on both sides. Yeah. Because it's implicit in Tosfos that he doesn't get meat to Omach. What do you add the word to Omach? Because if he would have got the Malchus, he can't get it. But if you get the impression that he would have got the Malchus, that would be a sufficient fulfillment of the Malchus. So why do you bother mentioning it? Extra words? Want to flip the page? No, want to make sure it fits with the word processor? Add a few extra words and tell us.
No, to tell you that it wouldn't know. That's what you're saying. Yeah, you're getting Malchus
and not itself. Wouldn't have. All right. That's what some want to say. He's a consulting shot. So that's not the part of the word. Not the precious. Rabbo's side. Because you don't get it, because the Zalman Chaim is right. They said it against Mr. T. Not an Easter killing Mr. T at all. Not that it is a receiver at all. No, Mr. Bed. Gosh. Okay, Rabbo's side. Hamza Bachanan, Kovit Shira, the following Shira. Why do you need Yachal Azim? Is it Xeris HaKosuf? Xeris HaKosuf? No whys. Why do you need Eile Sha'ata Yachal Azim? What do you need it for? Is it Xeris HaKosuf? Don't ask me why. Or is there a reason for it? What is it called? Deterrent. 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 Not detergent. Deterrent. It's a deterrent. The guy's not going to give aid a second if he knows. Ho ho. They're going to come along. He's going to have Azama and no. Not going to be good. Not going to be good. Rabbi Chanan says here in Sifkun Simon Kuf Yud Beis, here in Ksubis, he thinks the Machlokas Tanoim. Baba Kamad of Ayin Hei. Sumcha zol de shash mishaki. What sumcha, who sumcha? What's going on in Makas Ayin Hei today? What's the case in Makas Ayin Hei? I admit it. You, Baba Kama, what did I say? Baba Kama. You testify against me. And I admit it. You're right. I did eat Nevela. It was good. I couldn't resist. I admit it. What happens then? One second. Well, it says, the bottom line is that Rabbi Chanan comes to is that according to Sumchus, the whole purpose of Yochal Azima is Mishum Chashash Mishaker. There's no Chashash Mishaker because the person admitted that there's no need for Yochal Azima. Sumchus Sama Eidus Yet the Yochal Azima Havi Eidus. We know it's not. Well, because here we're not afraid of lying. That's how we're traveling about. So that's where Rabbi Chanan says. Depends on Machlokes HaTanoim. One could say, that maybe it's both. We pass back to Rabbanan. Aval Rabbanan, the Pligi Alehos and the Xeris HaKosov, who? Afilu Hecha, the Lekha Chashash Meshachah. You still have to have what? Kasha Zoma, you have to have Yochal Azima. If that's the case, Tikshi Hocha. What is Tikshi Hocha? It's difficult over here. Why? Av Shaloka Mishim Lo Stan Hashem HaKosim HaParsha. Hakati Holo Yizkayim HaKosim the Kasha Zoma. He says, let me just sky my Hazam of the mouth. Tos is a Chiddush Gadol here in the Machlokes the first Teretz. You get Pesh. That's considered a fulfillment of Yochal Azima. Not true. It's a lie. Because that Machlokes comes from what? Tosus. No. Losana, Vesiku, Losana, the whole discussion in Machlokes are phased. Begusha Mechlusa. Why do you get Machlokes? I'm not going to cash this out. I didn't want to make you. I want to make it Begusha Mechlusa. I get to get Machlokes because of its Sikul, Losana, the whole story. So it's not a fulfillment of cash this in the literal sense. If Asher is telling me just, hey, it's going to be called a deterrent. What's a deterrent? I get Machlokes. I'm not from here, it comes from there. But if it's Xeris HaKosuv, not do it as a deterrent. If it's Xeris HaKosuv, then the question is a very good question. Very good question. You're not really fulfilling Kasha Zama over here. Give me Magas Al Tosan here. You're missing this. The Hadakol said over here in Sugas Lamed Gimel that you have practical. If you do not, you're a liar. You don't have Kazadon. You have Malchus Arai. For the Losana, but you don't have the Derek the Kosa. That's what Lachon is Kashin in Oath. Kuf Yud Beit. Good cash. Oh, so you have to say the Chor the what? That it's all one parasha, come on. That Malchus and with Diku. Don't forget, it's not Losana straight. Losana Vitzir Vitziku. And Vitziku, if you recall, if you're looking at the Chumash, is found in very close proximity to what person? Kasha Zama Vitziku. It's a Tzadik Vishi. It's a Rosh. Kasha Zama. Whole story. So it's not right there, but it's... Oh, because they're one in you. Yes. Right. Okay, good, sir. As long as it's punished, it's good enough. Good enough. Take a look. One sec. Yeah, sorry. Would it? Is that good enough to turn? I want to kill someone. And I'll take a chance if they catch me, I'll get an office. That's the question. Is that good enough to turn or not? The Tulsa says no, right? Take a look over here in the safe in the Mayim Chayim. It's the after the Mar, after the Rashash. After the Rashash. On page 12. We find the Mayim Chayim by the author of Pri Kodesh. So now Tosfos, he makes up the two line remark. I will hop on the sky my own of Malchus. Lomar, let me take a play. After Rashash, no? Past the Mayim Shiv. Past Marshall. Past Mayim Shiv. It's Rashash. Page 12. Okay? Everyone got the place? Paloma, the Koledish at the Yokola Azima have the Edis should the EU Missiore Le Shaker, Alicia Terry, the Fate of Lion. Vahanami Missiore Le Shaker, Mishim the Loke, the Shaper Mikri Kashatam, the Bor, the Duk. When you Mahavat the priest to the Duk. And he says, you're there. But he's in Prussian afraid again. Patch. What? Right, afraid. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai, I want to discuss, huh? Right, the question, but it will be because of the culture was. It will be because of the culture was, because of a different term. But all these Malkas are considered Shema. The Malkas of Kashizama, and the Yitzhokana, and it's all called Malkas for Ages. Malkas for Ages Shekha. You have to say something along those lines. But that's considered part of it. Some others suggest over here. And Rabbi Chana, I'll tell you, why is it a kasha? Okay, fine, let's go on.
Now, question
is only putting to the Rabban or putting to the Sukh? The Sukh is left of the problem. He's only afraid of the.
There must be more.
Why?
But according to some says, why do you need to keep them at all? If you have, if you're already getting the Losana, then you don't need Tasha Tom because you already have it.
Right, that's right.
Only, but right. That's, so then it's not, so then it, so then you have a problem according to the simple, so why do you need another pasuk of Kasha Zom?
For the case where you don't get Osana. Misa, Mom, and all kinds
okay,
of things.
Okay, but, so then,
a lot of cases you
know.
Says the Ram like this, in her perikof, aloka dal, and it was Edis. Ein le'edim zomim ha'shgoga fisha ein ba'maisa lefichach ein tzrichim astro. Alright? This is the Rambam. The edim zomim have no maisa and therefore they don't require astro. Said the Ravid, Zeha Tam Loya Dati Mao. What's going on? There's no such case. What's he saying? And the bigger cash is against the Gemara. Well, there's a different reason. What's the reason? Can't give him here, can't give him there, can't give him here, can't give him there. Too early, too late. We'll get to that when we finish this. So why Ram made up his own shot? What's wrong with it? That's really fancy. Could be, but that's not the Pashup shot. So Rabbi Chon has a Gevaldige shot over here, which is really classic. Here in Aoda, this is where it's found. We mentioned this a few times before in passing, but here's the main thrust. Rabbi Chon is like this. Simon Kuf Zayin. He says like this. It all starts from the Yisod. Yisod is the nature of Kasher Zamam is that the punishment which I wanted to impose upon you boomerangs back to me, what he calls Menela. That's the Kiddush HaTorah. I want to stick it to you, it gets stuck back to me. That's the Yisod. For this reason, Rav Chanan understands very well why Ein HaEidin Nizamim Ad Shi Gomer HaDin HaBiyam. Why? Because having my din, so the onus is stuck onto you. When it's stuck onto you, it flies back to me. Before the gemara din, it wasn't on you, it can't come back to me. It makes perfect sense. Commission of Nakas, okay? And that explains one day which maintains. Amazing. We discussed it already before in our Tosis on the Flamin Bezim and Aleph. What trade in Zomimim? Is it in Zomimim Mamona or is it Knossa? We saw that in Tosis here. Spectre, but how could anybody? It is right. Why say that Eidim Zomim is Mamona? What's the rule about Mamona and Knossa? Yotim Mashahizik is what? Nas. Mashahizik is Mamona. Well, what damage did he cause over here? None. So the case is reversed. So how can you possibly call him Mamona? It's crazy. It has to be Knossa. You know, but Hana, no. This is sort of, that's also Musha. I wanted to get you a Chiyam Mamon. Back to you, it just boomerangs back to me, so it's caught the one day, it's also called Mammon. We say, it deserves to come back to me, so that's called Knat. But the other day, which holds us, well, once the Eidus is established with respect to Mammon, so it's sort of set in, the Eidus catches, it takes effect. Once taken effect with respect to Mammon, the Rashi correctly says, you cannot back out. You cannot back out. There wasn't yet the Hasra, and there wasn't yet the status of Yochel HaHazima. Yeah, but once my Eidus was discovered to anything, including Mammon, I can no longer back out to anything. I can't back out at all. Let me read you the Lashon from the Kivei. Here. The Mammon, the Vadai Shayach, Mada Havi Havi, the Aedus, the Skyam of Miyad, Davi Yochel Azim, the Mammon, the Lohis Kubei, the Vadai Mammon, the Shalim, the Kaim on Kaivi, Malchus Shok, the Kaim on the Shalim, the MK, Shuv Lekha Malchus Vasra, the Hakak, the Kaven Shehigit Shuv and the Chalzir Magi, the Nacham, the Oz, the Ezra Shashem, the Zora. Isn't this beautiful? That's what the Kivegas says. Terrific. What's